Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. How are you all doing today? I hope you're okay. This is one of these quick five questions in 5 minutes for three authors. And what have we got for you today? Well, we've got the brilliant M.W. Craven with his latest book, Fearless. We've got Nicole Trope about her great book, The Truth About the Accident, and Ruth Kelly about her great book called The Villa. Three superb books for you. So let's get started. And first off, we have M.W. Craven to talk to us about Fearless. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back M.W. Craven to talk about the amazing book, Fearless. Mike, these are your five questions in 5 minutes. Are you ready?
I am, yes.
Good. Your first question, can you summarise this book in less than a minute?
Ben Koenig is a former US Marshal who has a degenerative brain condition, which means he cannot feel fear. He is forced to go into hiding and a friend brings him back out to go hunting people who have caused him wrong.
People just need to read the book. It's as simple as that. That's the summary I'd provide. Your second question, why should we read this? Who would it appeal to?
It will probably appeal to the Poe and Tilly fans because it's got my characteristic writing style, a little bit of humour, a little bit of sarcasm. It should appeal to fans of the thriller genre in particular, Jack Reacher fans, Devil Wears Prada, the John Puller fans, John Sanford fans, anyone who likes not flat-out action because there is a mystery to it, there's deduction needed and things like that. So it should appeal to anyone who likes fiction of that kind. I'm not going to be presumptuous to say who will like it or who won't, but give it a go.
Your third question, what do you want us to feel as we're reading it?
I kind of want you to feel what Ben's feeling, which, because it's written in the first person, so you've got a decent chance of that. So you should be angry when he's angry, and you might feel fear, but he won't, but confused and perplexed and wondering what's happening and wondering why the people are doing the things that they're doing, because it's not obvious until close to the end. And then to feel a bit of satisfaction when the bad guys get what's arguably, well, they get a little bit more than they deserve, really. Because, I mean, one of the things about Fearless is he doesn't pull his punches, Ben. Whereas Reacher can be quite, he can dish it out in moderation sometimes. Ben Koenig can't. Once he's in a fight, he's all in. He doesn't shoot the wound.
He does stop and consider. He has a heart.
Yes, he does, but you don't want to be on the wrong side.
No, absolutely. Absolutely, definitely want him on my side. I probably know the answer to this, but who is your favourite major and your favourite minor character in Fearless?
My favourite character is, well, it'll have to be Ben, I suppose, although I do have a soft spot for Jen, who was a minor character, actually, in the first few drafts, which is a much bigger character now, and that was at the request of my US publisher, because they wanted it as a series. They needed fleshed-out characters. And I forgot, is it JT, the cop who's in the ex-cop who's running a barbershop in a soft spot for him?
Yes.
He moved to the desert for his wife because she had bad lungs and then she died anyway. So He was just doing, and he was like a good, he was just a good person caught up in a difficult situation.
No, absolutely. Those are super. Right, your final question. In the main interview that we did a couple of months ago when we talked about this book, we asked about biscuits and cookies were your favourite biscuit. This question is about what drink was powering the writing of Fearless. What was your drink of choice?
It'd be coffee. It's always coffee. When I'm writing, that's the only thing I drink. I drink water and stuff, but I tend to only have one cup of tea a day, and that's in the morning before I get up or get started. And I just get, I power through the day with black coffee. Yeah, Washington Poe blend.
Oh, did you use Washington Poe blend to write Ben Koenig as well?
Yeah, because that's what we have in our house, because we get it at a very cheap rate, because obviously, I mean, we don't get any money for the Poe blend off the coffee people, but they do tend to give us the freebies every now and then.
I hope they're going to do a Koenig blend as well.
That'd be tea, wasn't he? He doesn't really drink coffee.
Yes, I just think if he was a coffee, he'd be quite a strong...
I think so, yeah. I mean, I purposely didn't have him drinking coffee because Jack Richard drinks coffee, and I thought, I don't want to just copy every characteristic of Jack Richard.
No, that's fair enough.
So tea, and his drink of choice is chocolate milkshake. Yeah. And that's what if he has anything, then he has a chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, I love that. This strong guy that can, you know, conquer the world, and yet his drink of choice is a chocolate milkshake. That was brilliant. Well, thank you. Those are your 5 questions in 5 minutes. I can't recommend Fearless enough. M.W. Craven, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, that was super. And now let's go to Nicole Trope to talk to us about the truth about the accident. Well, it is my absolute pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Nicole Trope, whose latest fabulous book is called The Truth About the Accident. Nicole, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Well, you have 5 questions in 5 minutes. No stopwatch, so you're absolutely fine. There was a brief look of fear on your face then, Nicole. But you're okay, you're safe here.
I was calculating.
First question, can you summarise this book in about a minute?
This book is the story of an accident that happens in the pouring rain. One man connected to 3 women, the way he is connected, and how the 3 women react to him being in a hit and run accident and the consequences that result.
Mm, very, very good. The second question, why should we read this book? Who would it appeal to?
I think it would appeal to anybody who's into a novel about secrets and lies and family drama. That's my audience.
That's great. Your third question, what do you want us to feel as we're reading The Truth About the Accident?
I want you to feel that it is possible to find yourself in a situation that you never meant to find yourself in and to do things you never expected of yourself because of that.
Oh, I like that very much. Now, your fourth question is, can you tell us your favourite major and your favourite minor characters in the book, but don't give us any spoilers?
Major, well, the 3 characters, are they're all equal. So I'll give you, there's 2 major. So Marla is my favourite major. She's the wife, and her status as the wife is very important, and I really love. She's made a lot of decisions she's not happy with, but I love Marla. And I really like Athena, who is very new agey and runs a spiritual shop where she sells crystals and tarot cards. And she tries very hard to be a peaceful, loving person, but sometimes people get pushed too far and it's hard. But I love Athena as well.
That's super, thank you. Well, we come to your final question. And when we spoke last time, we were talking about biscuits and you're gluten-free, but there is a mint biscuit that you particularly like. Just remind me the name of that biscuit.
Mint slice.
Mint slice, yeah, that sounded very, very nice indeed. So this question is about what drink was powering the writing of The Truth About the Accident. What drink were you having to consume all the time?
Red wine. Red wine.
Yes.
Merlot. That's never going to change. It's always red wine.
I'm a red wine fan too, but Merlot gives me headache. So I'm a Shiraz.
Oh, does it? Yeah. No, I went through a Shiraz phase, but now I'm in a Merlot phase. And yes, and Cabernet Sauvignon, also pretty good. Quite heavy, yeah. So yeah.
Yes, the stronger the better as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Well, it's just great to talk to you and to hear more about the truth, about the accident. Nicole Trope, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. And finally, we've got Ruth Kelly talking to us about the villa. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Ruth Kelly, whose book is called The Villa. Ruth, welcome back.
Hello.
Good to have you back again. Now, let's start with the basic question. Can you summarise this book for us in less than a minute?
It's about a reality TV show on a private island in Spain where 10 contestants are battling it out for a cash prize, but they have no idea what's really in store for them.
Perfect. Well, if that doesn't grab people, I don't know what will. The second question is, why should we read this book? Who would it appeal to?
I think it certainly will appeal to fans of reality TV. That would be the number one reader. And I think thriller fans, because it's got some dark twists and turns. There's some surprises. In fact, there's quite a few twists. And I don't think you need to be a fan of reality TV to love it. In fact, lots of the reviews say that they're not big fans normally, but they were hooked by the book anyway.
Yes, I'd agree, because I think it gives a different spin on reality TV. So even if you're someone who definitely isn't a fan of reality TV, I think you might get a kick out of reading the book. But anyway, your next question, what do you want us to feel as we're reading this book?
I want people to be entertained, number one. I want people to be thrilled. I want people to be surprised. But I also want people to sit back, especially those people who might enjoy reality TV, and step into the shoes of the viewers, which are chapters throughout the book, and think maybe the people watching these shows have a role to play.
Great, thank you. And then your next question, the fourth one, is can you tell me your favourite major and your favourite minor character without any spoilers?
I'm not sure if he's minor, but he doesn't have that big a role, but I really like Dr. Alexander because it's a surprise.
That's okay. So, and your favourite major character?
I really like Michelle, who's the producer of the show. I really, really enjoyed writing her chapters because nobody is completely bad in this. I think people are flawed, and that's what I wanted to come across. And Michelle, she's bad, but you also end up feeling sorry for her in some way, because of her background. And I liked getting in, because I worked on reality TV, I really liked getting in the head of someone who was running a show like that, because I could actually see it. And that came by far the easiest chapters. I just whittled them off. That was just no problem whatsoever. It was Laura that got edited and I spent a lot more time on. That's weird, isn't it? I don't know why that is, but that's what happened, yeah.
How interesting. Well, your last question is about what drink was powering the writing of The Villa. Now, when we spoke last time, we were talking about what food, and it was Tangfastics and other delightful sweets that were powering the writing of The Villa. What drink was going alongside that?
Oh, coffee. There's no other drink but coffee.
And how are you drinking it? With milk, lattes, what?
No. It's really hardcore. It's espresso shots. I don't mess around.
Oh my goodness. So not only Tangfastics, but espresso shots were powering this book. Well, it was worth every espresso you had, because it's a great read. But that's super. Those were your five questions in 5 minutes. Ruth Kelly, whose book is The Villa, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me on.
Super. Those were your three authors answering five questions in 5 minutes. And let's just do a very quick recap. We had M.W. Craven talking about Fearless, Nicole Trope talking about The Truth About the Accident, and Ruth Kelly talking about The Villa. I'll be back on Monday with a full-length episode. Until then, I'll talk to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.